we're out here because we're striking that the newly qualified teachers would get better paid. We get a pay that they're able to live on. And the 27,000 plus that they're being paid at the minute just isn't enough to live on. It works out at €390 per week. And if you're living in Dublin, paying €150 a week in rent, most newly qualified teachers don't have full hours, so they won't make 27,000. They won't make 390 per week. Somebody please tell me, after 6 years of doing third level education, how you can afford that.
Is this, though, not taking a sledgehammer to crack a nut in that, you know, there are mechanisms to discuss and to come to some agreement on this rather than, I suppose, inconveniencing students and parents?
No.
Why so?
Because this has been going on, so it has, for quite some time, right? The officials from the department knew that this was... We were outside, so we're off the Lansdowne Road Agreement. We're outside it for, whatever, a year at least. So they knew that we weren't going to accept whatever pay offer was being made to the new teachers from the TUI and the INTO. That's why.
Is it frustrating when you see other groups, like, say, for instance, the Gardaí, who didn't actually have to go on strike in the end, or even some in the, you know, the semi-private sector getting their wage demands met, and here you have to stand out in the rain?
Not so much frustrating. At least it's a step in the right direction. So it is. But we're here not so much about, you know, I'm quite a high teaching. We're here talking about just the newly qualified teachers, that they get a pay that they can live on. If the politicians, I'll tell you what's frustrating, if the politicians can give themselves €5,000 in 1 year of a pay rise, amounting to €12,000 over 3 years, it just seems fairly pitiful that they can't give newly qualified teachers a wage that they can live on.